that's what we got. You know, when this church overflow, it come because the love is, the light is shining, but the love is overflowing. We got to acquire the love. The love is in us. We got to develop it so it can work. It's there. That little bitty baby, he was there, but he couldn't walk and talk. But you kept feeding him the milk, and he kept growing. That's the way it is with your spirit, man. You keep feeding the spirit, the word. Go over to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Feed on that. And it tells us all about love. Now, there's several other scriptures about love thy neighbor as thyself. That's over in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, about the 18th verse. And see, God knew that I'm not going to do anything to hurt myself. So if I'm not going to hurt myself, then he know I got enough love in me not to say cruel stuff about my neighbors. Yeah, my neighbor's got a fault. I'm going to love him back into Jesus. That's what we have to do. We're talking about the church overflow, but the love has got to flow through us. The love died on the cross for us. Think about it. He loved us so. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. Love. Now, if he is in you, do you think that love is in you? You should know it's there. If you're born again, it's there. And it's up to us to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. That's in James 1, 22, 23, somewhere in there. Go back and read it. Don't say, I just don't like so-and-so. But you should love so-and-so. You see what I'm saying? Stop letting people come up and say something about so-and-so to you. That's my sister. Or that's my brother. You can stop it. It's up to you. When you get enough love in your heart, you're not going to let anybody come and say anything about your sister or brother. We are truly sisters and brothers. I want you to know that. He is our heavenly Father. When I got born again and you got born again, you became my sister or my brother. And we must love each other. We must build each other up. If one foul, it should be 10 around him to pick him up. Think about it. It's time for the church to grow. And for the church to grow, the love have to flow. That's when Sister Landers was talking about the light. See, but the light worketh with the love. Brother AJ was talking about the family. All that go with love. Love begin in the home and spread abroad. The love begin in the home and then come to Christian Fellowship Church and then we overflow Houston. Think about it. We have to know that within ourselves. And the way you get to know it is through studying this word, meditating upon this word, speaking that word, not meditating upon what I was meditating upon because somebody said something about me. You don't meditate upon no junk. Meditate upon the word. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When my enemy and my foe came upon me, they stumbled and fell. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Meditate upon that instead of what Sue or Sally said. See, I was meditating upon what Kat said. And I was a miserable person for about a couple of weeks. But praise be to God. I was like the prodigal son. I came back to my daddy. And he was so glad. He did. You know what's so amazing to me? He never said, he knew who it was. You don't have to tell him. He know everything. See, he know how many hairs on my head. So I didn't have to tell him who it was. He already knew. But he didn't say nothing about that person. He talked to Lorraine. Think about it. He want me to grow up. How can he use me to win souls and I'm going to have a pity party about me? Jesus didn't have a pity party. He run around, he fed 5,000 men, that didn't include the women and children. He went about doing good, showing love, not in a pity party.